Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, guys. You know what I love the most, and what I think other girls love the most too, is when my guy comes at the same time I do. But that rarely happens, and that's because there is an orgasm gap. We all know it exists, but there is a solution, and that is Promescence Delay Spray. I know what some of you guys are thinking, like, delay spray, I don't have PE. Well, their delay spray is not just for guys with PE. It's for any guy who wants to last a little bit longer in bed without having to worry about it. And that's because it's not going to totally numb you out and it's not going to transfer to your girl. And for your partner, they have a whole line of women's products. I use their warming gel. They also sell lube. They sell condoms. They sell supplements. They have everything you need for a really hot night of sex. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some Promescent. Go to promescent.com/strictlyanon. That's promescent.com/strictlyanon. Go there now for 15% off, or just go to the description and click on the link, and 15% is going to be automatically applied at checkout.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. If you want to be on the show, it's called Strictly Anonymous because I change everybody's voices. I should change my voice this week because for the past week and a half, I've been deathly ill. All my episodes, I sound like shit. But I change everybody's voices on my show to make everybody anonymous. You could change your name. You could call me from a phony email, phony number. I don't care. I don't even need to know who you are. I just want to hear your true story. If you want to be on the show, go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. Now, if you have just a little confession that you want to leave, you could do that on my private confessions line. You could call that 24/7. The number is 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that, like I said, I think 24/7. You have 4 minutes to leave a message. Make sure you're in a quiet place and you speak clearly. All of those anonymous confessions are aired on my Patreon. Now, my Patreon is a really great place because for just $5 a month, you're going to get all the anonymous confessions. There's hundreds of them. You're also going to get all the anonymous pics of all of my guests. Basically, every single girl except maybe one in the past 3 years have sent me in anonymous pics of them. They're R-rated, but they're sexy pics. You're going to get a pic of my caller today. Oh, you also get early and ad-free episodes, but the best part of my Patreon nowadays is you get free access to my private Discord. Now, you only can get in my Discord if you're a member of my Patreon, and that's where people get X-rated. There's over 1,500 people, I think, now on my Discord. I know my caller today. Joey Panma is going to be on there. You could see him in all his glory over there on my Discord. It's $5 a month on my Patreon. You could cancel it at any time. It's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. Now, if you're driving or you're listening and you didn't take down any of that information I just said, don't worry about it. It's all in the description. Now, today I do have on Joey Panama. Joey Panama, he's like a bull. He's got an interesting story. He was just like a hypersexual kid who realized at some point that he had a really big dick. And because he's hypersexual, he really likes variety. He needs it. He's not down to be monogamous. He wants to fuck a lot of girls. And the way he realized he could do that is putting himself out as a bull and pimping himself out to couples, and we talk about how that happened. There was a first MMF threesome that he had that was sort of like his gateway into it. We talk about that threesome, and then we talk about how it went from there. He went onto Reddit, and he started getting hit up. He talks about the racial aspect of what he does. He does have a big black cock. I mean, it's fucking huge. And a lot of couples hit him up for that. He talks about that whole process. He's been doing it now for a couple of years. He has an OnlyFans. He's big on Reddit. He's on Twitter. He's much more selective on the couples that he hooks up with now because he can be. He talks about what he looks for, what he wants, what he doesn't want, how old he'll go, how young he goes, and what he looks for. He's done gangbangs, bukkake gangbangs, but really what he prefers is the MMF threesomes. And he explains why those are his favorite. We end with him giving a shout out to his OnlyFans. He talks about what you get there. He offers like a lot on his OnlyFans. Okay, so wait till you hear what he's got there. I mean, he's got like a 2-minute clips. Okay, he's got like 30-minute clips. And he talks specifically about that, how he went from doing this just for fun, he says, to doing it for funds. And that's what he does now. His name is Joey Panama. You're going to love his story. It's interesting. He's cool. He's young. He's only 35. And he's hard at work. And he's made this like his gig. I will have all his links in the description. He sent me anonymous pics for my Patreon. Plus, he'll be on my Discord. So if you want to see him there, sign up. I'm going to be right back on with Joey.
This is the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Hi, Joey Panama. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm good. My audience knows I've been fucking sick for a week. I have to air all the sick ones like right in a row, because if I aired you like 2 months from now, people would be like, wow, Kathy's sick all the fucking time, but I've been sick for a while. I'm taping you now. Listen, Joey Panama, I'm calling you Joey Panama because that's like your name, your stage name, maybe, quote unquote. I don't know. I saw you on Twitter, and you just go onto Twitter and there's your big cock fucking somebody. You're like a bull. You're a black bull. Okay. You're kind of young. Mm-hmm. How old are you? Joey?
I'm 35.
Yeah, you're 35. Okay, so I want to know, how did little Joey, little 7-year-old Joey, grow up to be Joey Panama? You know what I mean? Like, did you turn into this black bull? And is it cool to say black bull? I mean, is the whole interracial thing a big part of what you do?
Yeah, it mainly is. I don't have that many black couples. There's only been like a very small handful. But it's always interracial.
It's always white couples hitting you up.
Yes. But white, Hispanic, yeah. Asian.
Okay, let's go all the way back, though. Like, how did you get into this kind of thing? Because, I mean, there's got to be a point where you're just, like, dating, banging girls. And mm-hmm. It's like a big jump. How did it happen?
Mm-hmm. So, basically, a friend of mine asked me to join him and his baby mama for a threesome. And I was like skeptical about it, a little suspicious, just wasn't really sure that they were serious, but they were serious. They lived in another city, like small town outside where I stay at. It was like almost 2 hours away. Basically went there. It was during 2020, during the pandemic, pretty much the peak of the pandemic.
Oh, so this is new for you, kind of, a couple years old.
Yeah, this is still new for me, yeah. I've experienced like a lot.
I know that. I see it you could see it on Twitter. I mean, there you are.
Yeah.
I can't believe the shit you could see on Twitter.
yeah. It's the reason why they named it X. It's all porn.
Yeah, exactly. It should be triple X. Okay, so go on. So they're living far away, but your friend just calls you up one day and was like, hey, you want to fuck my girl?
Yeah, pretty much. So I went over there and we did our thing. And it was like Easter weekend, to be exact, back in 2020. And April. And then so I was just pretty much like ecstatic about this. I was like, oh, shit, because like I've had threesomes before, but I haven't done it like in a long time. So I was like, shit, I need to tell somebody. So I told one of my best friends about it. And he was like, oh, shit, well, I could tell you about like Reddit. And so I got on Reddit and basically met more couples there. Literally got on like in May, and then hooked up with three couples in the same week, actually. But like one of those couples I saw twice, like on a Thursday, and then I saw them again on a Saturday. So I actually had sex like 4 times during that week. But I feel like I just kind of like got in the game and then just got rushed to the front line. It was like all of a sudden just people started hitting me up like constantly, and it was just kind of like a regular thing.
Like a fast track though. But I mean, were you always vanilla? I mean, you said you had some threesomes. I mean,
no. I've been like always intrigued by sex and like group sex and stuff like that. And yeah,
that's what I'm getting at. So there was something inside of you even before that threesome that was open to the lifestyle, curious about the lifestyle. Like you were waiting for that moment to jump in.
Yes.
Now your friend that hit you up, did he hit Joey up because he knew Joey was down for this? Because I wonder why your friend from 2 hours away didn't just call someone who lived down the block. Why did he call Joey? I mean, were you the...
So it's a small ass town when I went there. Like when I got there, my service and my phone started going out. and then he wasn't even answering his phone. And I'm just like, oh, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I'm gonna have to turn around, drive back home and shit with nothing to show for it.
Oh, that's funny. So everybody is 2 hours away from him.
Yeah, pretty much. Like on my way there, he was all of a sudden, oh, can you get like some dildos and this, all this sex stuff. And I'm just like, why would you wait till the day of when I'm going to do that? Because he told me about this 2 months prior. So like on the day of going there, he's all, oh, could you get this? Could you get that? And I didn't get any of that. All I got was lube.
Yeah, but if this was COVID, nothing was fucking open, right? I mean, if you're talking timeline.
Yeah, that was close.
I mean, where did he think you were going to get sex toys from? I mean, you're talking April of 2020. Mm-hmm. Isn't that like right at the height of it?
You were Pretty much.
I mean, I don't know where you lived, but when I went out in my car during that time, I was the only one on the road. It was like the apocalypse, the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. It was great, though. You could just, you didn't have to speed to get to work.
Oh, my God. It was the best. There. Yeah, because I live in Manhattan, so there was zero traffic.
Mm-hmm, nice.
So you get there, that threesome, was it totally hot with this girl?
Oh, man, it was like a practice run, basically. He couldn't get hard, so I pretty much was just doing all the work. I mean, I didn't mind, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, that's what you're there for. Maybe that's why he called you over.
Yeah. And it was interesting because so they just had a baby too on top of that, like a couple months before that. So they had to keep leaving the room because we were in the living room. They had to keep leaving their living room to go check up on the baby still in the other room that kept waking up back and forth. So it was like we just sit there, we fucking, and then got to pause. Okay, let's go check on the kid real quick. I was like, oh man.
Wow, that's a little weird.
Yeah, it was a little weird, yeah. And then at the end, like, after we were all done, they brought the kid out. I'm sure the kid was like, oh, so this is the motherfucker that y'all been, like...
abandoning me for.
Yeah.
Now, was this a white couple?
She was white, he was Hispanic.
Okay. So now, you knew after that you wanted to get into the lifestyle. That was, like, your gateway drug, that first threesome. You're like, I want to do this again. This is what I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, because honestly, I'm a nympho. I just love sex. I gotta have it.
Hypersexual, maybe.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it started as a kid. Just, you know what I'm saying? You sneak into your dad's porn collection and watch it. Back when everything was on VHS, so you gotta keep it at that one scene and then rewind it back.
Don't you think that was something better about that?
I think it was something what?
Hotter about that experience because it was like the anticipation and the only thing you had. I feel like with so much more of it, it takes so much longer to find something that's really hot. Whereas when you only had that one or two things, it was like immediate because you knew there was nothing else. I don't know. I feel like there was something to that that made it easier and hotter to get off. And now there's just so much shit.
Yeah. I mean, I admit now I'm a little numb and kind of desensitized to it because some people are like, oh, I just had a threesome. I was like, oh, okay, well, did that like twice last weekend. It's nothing.
Yeah, that's what happens. You scratch an itch and you just need more and more to scratch it because you get used to it. So that's the same thing. No different than with your experiences. And I hear that from a lot of people that are super hardcore. It's kind of like, okay, been there, done that. Even if it sounds very extreme to the regular person, if that's something that you're doing on the regular, or even if it's gangbangs, you're like, okay, now what? You know what I mean? Because you're kind of like, oh, been there, done it. And to me, it's the same thing about porn. Whereas when there was only that one thing, it was a little hotter. So you were always hyper. How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I was 15. It was actually my freshman year, I lost it with my girlfriends. Prior to that, I had, you know what I'm saying, just girls that I was playing with, and they were also virgins as well, but I just couldn't get it in because I was too big.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's get to that. Your BBC, is that what they call it? Big butt cock.
Yeah.
I mean, did you realize, like, does a guy with a really huge cock know that he's really big? I mean, maybe you did because you were, like, looking at your dad's porn early on. Were you like, wow, like, I don't see anyone like me on there? Or, like, how did you feel about your size? Good news. Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
So to be honest, I just assumed back then my dick was like average. So
yeah, that's what I would think, because you don't see anything else. So you're just like, okay, this is, I'm normal, right?
Yeah. And like back then I was, I think when I first started measuring it, I was, hopefully this doesn't get seem weird, but fourth grade, I was like 5 inches. And then, so I assumed, damn, like that's average whatever. But now I'm at 9 inches. So grew pretty well.
But even that, I mean, is that big for a fourth grade? I would think, don't you think?
I think so. I think that's pretty big. There's some husbands that are
5 inches regularly now.
Yeah. And I'm just like, damn. Like,
so do the math. If they were half of that, probably, right? Because it grows as you get older. They were like 2 inches when they were, you know, fourth grade now. And then they grew to 5. You're 4 and it's like, what the fuck is that going to grow to?
Like a fucking baby on.
So when did you realize, though, that you were way above average?
So, okay, this is always with one of my exes. This one girl that I was dating, I met her off online when Black Planet was like popping. And so she told me about another website, and I think it was called like root.com. So like basically got on there. It was kind of like MySpace, but like porn. So you could have like your own profile and everything. And she was like, yeah, you can post your pictures on there and see what people's reactions are interact with people and all this stuff. So I was like, all right, cool. So I did that. And I just got a lot of attention from people. And it just kind of like built up my confidence and everything. And I was like, oh, shit, I guess I am pretty big.
Oh, because you were putting up dick pics.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you found
out. They're going to have the razor phone.
I remember. Yeah. That's so funny. So that's when you realized you were like way above average.
Yes.
Did you have a lot of girls that like couldn't handle it?
Yeah. Now more kind of back then, like I kind of get played a lot. They'd just be like, I don't know. And then, you know what I'm saying? Just, we just wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, and they were intimidated.
This is after I lost my virginity. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. I don't think, listen, first of all, 9 inches, I don't think my cervix could take 9 inches. I mean, there's just a certain amount of inches in there. Do you know what I mean? And then the width is something that you have to really ease into. But, you know, a woman could have a baby, mm-hmm. so she could stretch, right? But, you know, you got to get her really lubed up and horny. And then probably she's good to go. You also probably, on the other hand, turned a lot of girls into being like a size queen. Because sometimes a girl isn't a size queen, but she has that one boyfriend who's really fucking big. And she gets used to that. And then what the fuck do you do after Joey Panama's 9-inch huge cock inside of
you? You can't go down after this. Yeah.
Not if they like it. They get used to it and they get into it and they like it. And that's what they're used to pleasing them. Mm-hmm. It's hard, right?
Mm-hmm. So I totally understand it, why most wives that I encounter have smaller husbands. I mean, it's not that many guys like me walking around out there. I got a couple homeboys, you know what I'm saying, that are relatively like in the same size bracket, but the majority of the husbands, they're all smaller. So I get it, because nobody wants to like marry, like, I'm surprised people want to date me, since I'm a good person and everything, but it's like having a big dick like every day, you know what I'm saying, like getting fucked like every day. And I'm not the type of person, even though I love sex, I don't like fuck every day or it's, I take sexual sabbaticals as well and try to like minimize it to like 1 to 3 times a week, because I got other things going on. You have life going on, work, family, friends. So it's like, I can't just constantly be fucking all the time.
Yeah, but okay, but we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, because we're like at where you are now. I mean, you do fuck for your business now. I mean, you did start an OnlyFans and you became this guy, yes. Joey Panama. But before that, we're just at the story where you fuck your friend, you go onto Reddit, you have that threesome. Now you're looking for other couples. Now, what were your experiences like after that? Is that when you started to realize that there's all these white couples out there that want to find black guys to bang their wives?
Yes, you get objectified a lot. And it took a while for me to kind of like accept it and then just kind of get used to it. But then after a while, you have to have some self-respect for yourself. Because like, I get people that'll message me and they're just like, they just basically address you by your genitals. Like, hey, my wife is looking for a BBC, yada, yada. Oh, we want a BBC, yada, yada. Oh, we're looking for a big dick guy, like just like that. So like I was just basically accepting it because, hey, it's almost like you get a job and then you're like interning and then you're like, okay, man, I can't wait to get paid. That's basically how it was. I did a lot of freebies, a lot of like husbands basically like recording and everything, and then they keep everything and don't send you shit. So like it basically went from fucking for fun to fucking for funds.
And I like that saying. That's hilarious. But how quickly did it turn to that? Like very early on?
Oh, it took a while. It took a while. Like about a year and a half to 2 years.
Right. So let's talk about the fun part. So you realize there's all these couples out there. You realize that this is your kink. You dig it. I'm assuming it starts to get fun once you get past the objectification of it all, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what were the couples like and what kind of requests would you get? And tell me some like scenarios.
I've gotten like racist ones where they want to do like race play. That one's been pretty big. They want to call you the N-word and everything.
You're kidding.
Yeah, straight up. They're just straight up just white people walking around just having a great old time. But yet in the bedroom, they're just a little bit racist. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But
it's that's kind of fucked up. I'm sorry. That's fucked up. Where does that come from?
Where does it come from? Honestly, I think it came from like slave times, from when they used to breed like Mandingo guys.
Yeah.
For like fighting and all that stuff.
No, listen, I get that it comes from there, but why haven't those people evolved out of that? I mean, there's been a lot of generations since then. But that couple that's there that has it, that still is inside of them. That's not inside of a lot of people, right? But it is inside that couple that for some reason they want to live out that fantasy.
Mm-hmm. I'm not entirely sure. Yeah, because it's not every couple, thankfully, because there's no way I could just continue, because like psychologically it fucked me up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, at this point, because you're Joey Panama and you have so many people, I would assume, couldn't you just not do that at all? I mean, I have a lot of people on my show that are into this, and I'm typically not talking to the Joey part of it. I'm talking to the guy in the couple or the woman in the couple, you know, the couple that goes out looking for the bulls. And I haven't had anyone on that was into that, or at least no one ever copped to that with me. Mm-hmm. I think it's fucked up. So I just wonder if you said, oh, no to that totally, couldn't you still exist and have as much content as you want and as many couples as you want, because there's so many couples that don't need that? I mean, is that the majority of people? I would think it's the minority.
It's a minority, yeah. It's definitely some, not all. Here's the thing. So, like, when I was making my post on Reddit, it was like BBC this, or, you know what I'm saying, your wife took this black cock, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I was basically capitalizing off of it and using it to my advantage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, listen, the interracial thing is one thing. I just think when you're getting into someone saying the N-word, that's like degrading. And typically the bull isn't like the one being degraded. It's typically, I would think, you know, the cuck on the side, the husband, right? I don't know. That's just like a weird kind of a thing. I feel like that's a totally different dynamic, you know?
It is. It's a weird like flip on like being degraded. Because you're not exactly degraded. You're like kind of like You know what I'm saying? Like this N-word that's fucking his white wife, you know what I'm saying, in front of his white husband.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. I think that's kind of fucked up. You know, because listen, like, I think with the interracial thing, a lot of it is visual, right? The really white with the really black. I think some of it is that black guys, I mean, I'm sorry, you have bigger dicks than white guys. It doesn't mean that white guys don't have big dicks. There's plenty of white guys with really big dicks, but there's more black guys with bigger dicks, right? I mean, I think that's just a statistical fact. So sometimes it's just about that huge cock, because I think a lot of men who want their wives to be with someone else, that's a part of it. They want someone to be way bigger. And if you're like nine inches and thick, you're like, that's the perfect guy to do it. You're fulfilling their fantasy to the 100th power.
Yeah. They like the contrast as well of the skin tones.
That's what I mean. So a lot of times I feel like that's a big part of the interracial thing. So I don't think it has to do with, I don't think it's racist for, in that sense. But I think when someone's getting into using those words, then it is. That's what I don't know where you find those fucking people, but thank God they don't come on my show, because I think that that's gross. So let's, though, go back to some hot scenarios. So I've had some other bulls on, and they just tell me these fucking funny stories about certain guys, how they, you know, every guy wants something different. Some guys just want to sit there and watch. Some guys want to participate. Some guys want to hide in the closet. I mean, what kind of scenarios? Yes. You know what I mean? I don't know. Tell me some good stories.
So I think I mentioned this one before, like where I basically went to this, I got hit up by this couple and went to go see them. It took about like 30 minutes to get there. And when I pulled up, it's nighttime, of course. And the guy told me that I would have to like sneak in the back window, go to the backyard, sneak in the back window, because his like family was in the house basically asleep. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, I don't know about this. Probably just gonna fucking go or something. But I'm sitting and thinking about it, like, you drove all the way here, do you want to drive back empty-handed with nothing to show for it? So he came out and basically walked me to the back, and then we climbed through his fucking back window.
Oh my goodness. But you know, he's helping like, you. He's helping you.
Helping me,
so if I'm
basically
the neighbor, I look out my window and I see this guy helping a guy into his window, but it's his house. I would be very perplexed. Like, how come he's not just letting him in the front? None of it makes sense.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, being a straight up sneaky link.
Yeah. That's hilarious. So you climb through the window, and then does he meet you in the laundry room or some shit?
No, so that the back window was their actual room. And she was there, and she was just basically there propped up, like, naked on a pillow, doggy style, and just basically ready to take dick. I just, like, undressed, jerked off a little bit to get started, get in the mood, and then started fucking her.
Wow.
In front of him.
And now, do you get off on that whole scene? Is that a part now of, like, your kink, taking a man's wife?
Not really. I just like different pussy. I like
you like the variety, and this is the way you get it, right? And that kind of makes sense.
Yes.
That's funny.
Because it'd be difficult trying to like date somebody and then convince them, can I go like fuck other girls? Are you okay with that? But like with the dating and all that, you know what I'm saying? It took a little bit, like not necessarily convincing, because I haven't dated for like years before this. So once I started doing this again, well, not again, but once I got into the lifestyle, met some girls, they were okay in the beginning, but that eventually kind of like changed, like jealousy kind of like set in, and it was more like, well, I tried to stay transparent with them and basically let them know, hey, I got a session going on, or whenever I'm like pissed off, I'll like maybe like vent with them. And I've had one where I'm like venting with her about some stuff, and she's just kind of like in her feelings about it. Like, oh, the more and more like we talk, I'm like getting more feelings about you. So this is kind of like uncomfortable conversation. And I'm just like, I thought I was like able to like confide in you, and now like I have to walk on eggshells. But this is what I did.
Yeah, but they, you know, this is the problem. They didn't know that they wouldn't be able to handle it, and that's the sad thing. And that's just what you have to wait for. Just because a girl tells you straight up that she could handle it and she's down. When she's telling you that, it's in the beginning because you're being straight up honest with her, right? Which is totally mm-hmm. cool. So no one's really mm-hmm. wrong in this situation. But the girl thinks, okay, I really like this guy. I'll be able to handle it, because she wants to be able to handle it. And she doesn't mm-hmm. know, though. But once she does start falling for you, all these other things come into play. And then mm-hmm. 9 times out of 10, the girl's going to be like, I can't fucking handle it. And that's just reality. But I don't think she's lying when she says that she can. She wants to be able to handle it. And then she just can't. Yeah, and I think it's cool that you're honest at front, but... but listen, I think with younger girls nowadays, you're more likely to find someone who eventually is going to be able to handle it. You know, maybe mm-hmm. someone who's in the same business, who's doing the same thing as you. There's a lot of,
and that's what my friends tell me.
Yes. There's
they
a lot of hyper
find a girl that's
doing
like
the same
that.
Shit. There's a lot of hyper. Yeah. You need a hyper sexual girl. I had a friend named Dr. Guy. He was a guy I dated. And I would just remember one time, like, fucking him and walking out of his room and turning around and saying, I need like more women here to help out with you, because this, you just want to fuck too much. I don't want to fuck you 5 times a day. Every time I see you, like, seriously, I'm not into that. Like, I just don't roll that way. I need help here. We wound up not lasting. He was a total player cheater. But eventually what happened to him, and he's, because he remained a friend, and he was like this doctor guy that lived a, you know, a fake life his whole life, became a doctor, got married, was always cheating. And because, but he was like you in real life, like, but he was hiding it. He was hypersexual. Mm-hmm. He wanted to fuck a million girls. The last thing he wanted to be was married with kids and a white picket fence. But he did all that shit because that's what you're supposed to do. And then eventually he decided to just be his fucking self. And some people would say, oh, he's having a midlife crisis, but I was like happy for him. Eventually, when he decided he's just going to be him, and he's just going to put it out there, and he's never going to be monogamous, and that's not how he's going to roll. He met a girl and they've been together for years and they're going to get married, who is as fucking horny as he is, who needs as much variety when it comes to fucking guys as he does. And she's super hot and he's hot too. And they're swingers and they fuck a million people, and she fucks guys in front of him and he fucks girls in front of him. She likes girls and guys, and they are two peas in a pod. Okay, so there is really someone for everybody, but you need someone who roll. You need someone hypersexual. Most girls are not wired to want variety as much as men, right?
Yeah.
But his girl is. She needs variety in men. She needs a fucking different guy every day. She's just like him. So trust me, there's a girl out there for you if you ever want to settle down. And I think it's smart that you go in being honest, but I think you have to be realistic that most girls are going to be like, no. But I think you have to fish in the pond of where you're at. The OnlyFans girls, the people in the lifestyle, girls that you met. I know that you said like you've done gangbangs and stuff like that. I mean, do you go to all these kinds of events? Do you go to swingers clubs? Like, how involved in the lifestyle are you besides just doing the bull thing?
So, to be honest, I'm more like kind of like a recluse in a sense. Like, I'd rather be at home the majority of the time. I'll go out with friends or whatnot, but I don't make it like a big deal, because like I used to party, man, like 15 years old, like basically going to Mexico with my brother, and we would like go drinking and everything and fuck girls and everything. So like I've been partying way before I was even like illegal to drink alcohol.
Yeah, I got it. You've been there, done that.
Yeah, so it just kind of like, honestly, just I get bored quick. So that's the whole reason why I'm in this, is because like the whole variety aspect, is it just kind of gets just tiring. Like, you're with the same person, and I hate to be like that, because I would love to get married and have the whole family and everything, but I'm personally not programmed and wired like that to like enjoy that. Because I know I would be miserable.
Well, you know, listen, I mean, people want marriage for different reasons, you know, depending on what that would be for you. It's not like you couldn't have it. You could with the right person. You know, it just would be someone that would be open. You would have an open relationship. But if you wanted, and if you wanted kids and you didn't want to be with one girl, you could have a kid alone. I mean, there's so many different ways it could happen for you, and you're only 35. So who knows what's going to happen. But now, do you do gang bangs and shit like that?
Not on a regular. I really prefer MMFs. You know what I'm saying? Just two guys, you know what I'm saying? Just basically,
that's your thing.
Taking on a girl.
Yeah. And now, do you have a lot of guys? Like, how do you roll? Will you get involved in the guy? Will you let him blow you? Because I know a lot of cucks are into that. Some aren't. What's your deal?
I'm not really into it. I'm not seeking it. But I've had a couple guys touch my dick. And you know what I'm saying, in the heat of the moment, you just, yeah, fuck it, you just let it go. Or they're fucking eating a girl's pussy, and before I know it, you know what I'm saying, I'm fucking her. There's like 69 in, and all of a sudden I'm feeling my balls getting sucked on. I'm like, ah, what the fuck? All right, whatever. Just, but yeah, we just stop right there. I've had advances from husbands, and I always decline them.
How is it the scenario set up with these couples? Do you go over what you want, what you don't want? Do they tell you what kind of situation you're getting into? I mean, I have talked to other bulls who say they really like to talk to the husband because they want to really know how the girl likes to roll or something. Like, how is it set up with you? How does the process work?
I like to talk to both if I can. I'll be honest, a lot of husbands are garbage when it comes to like communication.
Yeah.
I've been wondering, like, how the hell did you even get her if you can't even talk to me? Because they just terrible with communication. Like, sometimes they message you, like what I can't stand is, like, an empty message. Like, you get a blank profile message in you, and it's just a hi, or hello, or what's up, or yo, with seven different O's, and it's just like, what the fuck? Like, what do you want? Can we get to the point? Like, I'm not across the street, I'm not across the room or something, don't just be like heying me. So that's where I have to verify people now. If we want to move forward, there's things that are set in place that you need to do that I require. Like I need people to verify off top, take a picture with the current date on a piece of paper with your username or my username, it doesn't matter, and just hold it by your torso, and that's it. Just take a picture just like that, so I know that, okay, I'm talking to a person. Because like, so after the pandemic, a lot of people gain weight, so they'll send like older pictures and stuff, and you're just like, oh, okay, and then you go link up with them, and it's a totally different person. You know what I'm saying? They're like way overweight, or they're way old or something. You're just like, what the fuck? Why would you send me like some high school pictures and you're a grown ass person? This is the reason why I have to verify people prior, because I need to, like, this is all face value. Like, we're all like going off of this on looks. Once we like fuck each other brains out, then we like step into personalities and actual exchanging maybe numbers or real names. Cause I don't like giving up my number, to be honest. Cause people will literally like find you on different apps and then they want to sit there and cyber stalk you. So I'm really like, as it's odd because like my sexual experiences are public, but yet my actual life is like private. And that's, I like to do that to like keep my sanity. So I mean, it's nice that I'm doing this little interview and everything. I don't know what you call it, a little interview, but it's just, I don't know, it's just I try to like not be so open, because it just basically helps me maintain my peace of mind, basically.
Yeah, you got to keep something for yourself. You're giving a lot out to a lot of different people. If you don't, I feel like, yes, if you don't keep yourself to yourself, you could really lose yourself in that. And I think that that's smart.
Exactly.
I think that is smart. I think it's smart that you learn from all these things. I mean, that's what happens. You couldn't have known that you needed all of those things in place going in, right? You learn it, though, through the process, mm-hmm, right? Because when you put yourself out there publicly, regardless whether it's what I do, you do, you start to, the more number of people you have in your life and your surrounding, the more likely you're going to hit a fucking psycho.
Yes. Oh my God. It's very true.
Yeah. Well, how out are you about what you do? I mean, you're Joey Panama. You have an OnlyFans account. I mean, is this a pretty much a secret life that you live?
It is a secret life. Select family members that I'm cool with, that I know can handle this information, I let them know. Like my brother and sister know, a couple of my nieces and nephews know. Definitely didn't tell my mom, because who wants to see their baby out here doing all this stuff? A couple of my cousins know. So yeah, I just kind of minimize it there. Pretty much that is just kind of where I'll like leave it at. And that sounds very contradicting, because you're saying like, I'm doing this and I'm out here and I have a pretty large presence online, so it's almost inevitable that somebody that I know is going to find me. And it actually happened before. A high school friend actually contacted one of my family members because they saw a picture of me that somebody else posted. It was just basically like a shirtless pic with other individuals. Before, it was like the picture before the Bukkake gangbang. And there was really no hiding away from the fact that that's what I was doing, because you got girls in lingerie on the bed as well. And other guys, you know, saying, only got our shirts off and we're all taking a picture. And then there's like hashtag like
Bukkake, hilarious, and all this stuff. It's just so.
Oh, that's yeah, a, that's the like, giveaway. That's the fucking giveaway.
Yeah, exactly.
That was sloppy on whoever did that. I mean, if you that was on your personal thing. But I mean, so what was that gangbang bukkake? Was that something that like you filmed? Is that was that something for fun? Was that something for
fun? It
funds?
Was something for fun.
How many guys were there?
It might have been like 8.
And how many girls?
2.
2 girls. And bukkake is you're just all coming all over them, right? That's what's going down?
Yeah. So you have the gangbang session first, you know, then they do the blow bang and everything, then give fuck, and then at the end, they basically, like, we all come in our faces.
Now, were the girls hot?
Oh, yeah, they were hot.
Yeah?
So, yeah, pretty much you kind of fuck who presents themselves to you. And then after a while, once you kind of, like, establish a status in the game, you can, like, fuck who you want and be picky.
Yeah. What do you want? What do you like? And what is your status now that you, what's your bar?
So race isn't a factor. I really don't care. I just like them to be like fit and like basically take care of themselves. Saying I work out and everything, and I've always been skinny my entire life. So once I just started working out, I just got more toned and then just kind of started gaining like more muscle. So I enjoy couples that just, you know what I'm saying, basically take care of themselves. I like thick girls. You don't have to have a gym membership, but like in order to like, I know this sounds crazy, but in order to like date me, like my requirements are like you gotta have like some college education and you know what I'm saying, and be like taking care of yourself and have goals and all that stuff. But like as far as like me fucking you, just basically take care of yourself. I just need somebody who looks like they're putting in effort.
Yeah. And what about age?
And what about age? Oh, I probably maxed out at 45, 50. Is where I'm maxing out. There's some fit women out there that maintain their bodies, you know what I'm saying, into their older age, and I'm willing to give them a chance. Now, like I've stated my age online and whatnot, and then I'll be like surprised at myself a little bit because I mean I look pretty youthful, so I'm still able to pull like that younger crowd. So I get like the 20s, 30s, and 40s basically.
Wow. That's so like there's a lot of 20s and 30s couples out there that are looking to bring you in. Because typically you're doing that. That's what you're doing, right?
Yes.
Do you care what the guys look like or when you're getting your, when you're setting it up and making sure these people pass your test? I mean, do you get the picture of the guy too?
So before I didn't really care, but now you kind of do because I don't want no gross looking like slob, like, you know what I'm saying? Igor, you know what I'm saying? Looking type cat.
I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah, just like sweating or something. Yeah. Or, you know what I'm saying? Just in the corner, just like staring at you. Just, I mean, we all like a little creepy, you know what I'm saying? A little pervy to a certain extent, but no like weirdo looking guys, you know what I'm saying? Because it's kind of weird how some like hot girls are like dating these like weird looking dudes and they're like married to these smaller guys. And I'm just like, fuck. But I feel like I'm basically like, to a certain extent, you know what I'm saying, being objectified, I'm kind of like a portable dick. Like, they would normally have this giant dildo in their fucking drawer or in their closet, locked away in the basement. But yet, like, they don't have that, and they rather prefer something, like, real. So I'm basically being used. I've been used by, like, some rich couples, and they've done, like, everything. They go on all these extravagant vacations, but yet they want to see their wife get fucked by a big dick guy.
Do you ever get flown out places and shit like that?
Yes, I've been to Kentucky twice. The first couple times I went to California was flown out there because of this being a lifestyle. Yeah.
FMOs. I call that fly me out. Fly me outs.
All right, get flew out.
Eventually, I was like, I got to fly me first class. Do you get coach?
I don't mind. Hey, as long as it's not Spirit, I am totally cool.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious. Yeah, because you're young. Once you get over 40, like, you're going to start to be like, oh, now you're going to, that's going to be added to your list. You'll see. I would fly coach to hit, I had a booty call in San Francisco. You always do fly me out. So he'd call me like in the morning on a Friday. You want to come for the weekend? Sure. I'm 35, 36. I get on the back of the coach plane, fly out 6 hours in San Francisco, fuck them all weekend. come back on the red eye, go straight to work. Like, I would never do that now that I'm old. It'd be first class layback thing so I could sleep, but just it's just different when you get older. But yeah. So let me ask you this. What was my question? Oh, but like you said, oh, like these couples are using me, but like you're using them too, right? I mean, come on. You just literally, you admitted that you don't even care about fucking the guy's wife. You're just doing this because this is like your easy way to fuck a lot of girls.
Yeah, right? Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, everyone's using everybody, right?
Yeah, everybody. To a certain extent, everybody's using everyone.
Yeah, you're using them. You're using. Now, let's go out with this. Like, how did you, I mean, you eventually... You said you went from being fun to funds, you know? I like that saying. It's kind of cool. It's a good saying.
Thank you.
You know, when did you decide to do that and start? Was it when OnlyFans came about that you're like, oh, wow, I could do this and put this here and make all this money?
I'm going to be honest. So it started from my brother. I told him about it. And his first question to me after I told him was just like, are they paying you? I was like, nah, they not. He's like, man, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? I'd be getting paid if I'm out there taking all my time and shit, driving to people and you know, wasting my gas just to fuck them. Like, fuck that. I'd stay home and jerk off. I was just like, you know what? And then other people kept mentioning it too. And then people on top of that online, like when I was like posting videos, because like basically you fuck a couple and then the husband or whatever, they give you video of it. And then I would post it online and it's just basically like the cycle continues. Like the other couples see the videos online and they're like, oh, I want my wife to get fucked like that. So then they, you know, so you get introduced to them and then now you're fucking them. And it's just a cycle basically. Eventually people kept messaging me asking if I sold videos and all that. And I was like, oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? I do. You could just like cash at me or Venmo or PayPal. And a lot of people weren't comfortable going that route. There was like, oh well, when you get an OnlyFans, just let me know, I'll just subscribe instead. Because they, I understand there's a lot of scammers out there, so they don't want to like give somebody their money and then they promise that they're going to give them a video and then they don't. So I get it. I totally get it. So I kind of like got forced into this shit. It was almost inevitable that I was just going to end up like having to be on a payment platform.
Yeah. And then what did you do? You went on to OnlyFans straight up. Was that the first, that's the place that like it was around at that time, right? Because this just started.
Yeah. That was the first one. But actually before that, I was actually like posting like dick pics and stuff online, just random. And I ended up making like a ConnectPal. It was actually making money off of that. The most back then, because I wasn't really like doing much, like as far as like advertising, I made like $400. Within should like 3 months, which is like nothing considered now.
But back then, it's kind of like, wow, like I could do that from just putting up a dick pic. I mean, it's kind of like, wow, I could, if I could do 400 on just this, imagine what you can make doing the real deal.
Exactly. Once you like, you know, saying get serious with it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then how did you get such a big following? Do you have a big following? I mean, I know you have a big following on Twitter. Do you have a big following in OnlyFans?
I maintain like 100 to like maybe 150. To be honest, it's really harder for a straight male to like actually maintain followers and all this stuff because you got to show your butthole. You got to do like slightly gay stuff just to like kind of like sell out. There's people that do like gay baiting and stuff like that. I have no problem, you know what I'm saying, with the gays and whatnot. I'm comfortable in my sexuality. I'm totally fine being naked around another guy while I'm fucking a girl. I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm fucking through the dick hole of my boxer shorts. I'm not that insecure or anything. So I'm cool with that.
Well, you're going to get a lot of people from my show because I have a huge audience. I mean, listen, the thing with OnlyFans is that because, I mean, I guess you use Twitter to get people over there, right? I mean, OnlyFans isn't like YouTube where they have this huge amount of people on there and then you post your stuff and people find you. I mean, you have to send people there. Why don't you give shout outs, Joey, so people could find you on OnlyFans and then you'll send me your link and I could put you there and then tell people what they'll see if they sign up.
Okay. Yeah, I'm also on Reddit as well. I'm almost at 20K followers on Twitter, but I'm at 35,000 followers on Reddit. My Reddit is Joey Panama. You can literally just Google me at Joey Panama. Joey Panama 1 is my Twitter. You can find me there. You'll see a lot of content creators that I play with in my area.
And those content creators are like girls or guys, like
mainly girls. Yeah, Mariah Moneybags, Here's another one, Darian Blaze. He's one of my good homeboys. He's like I got some best friends outside of the lifestyle. I have three best friends outside of the lifestyle, but like Darian Blaze is actually like my best friend, like considerably in the lifestyle. Cause like I can go to him, I can talk to him about stuff. We talk about like other couples and stuff. If he met a couple and they message me, I'll ask him about them. Oh, how is this couple and whatnot? And he's like, a lot of times he'll message me. We talk like damn near every week, several times a week, and just be venting. It's very therapeutic talking to him. I have another guy that I talk to that I'm very comfortable with, who's also like my personal trainer. And he's in the lifestyle as well. We vent a lot about stuff because you get frustrated dealing with these personalities. I call it like personality, like wrangling. Cause you're just, you have to like have all these people like within sync and be like cool with each other. Basically
you're managing them all, right?
Pretty much. Yeah. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like a,
not
like
easy.
A herd of sheep, but not,
it's not easy.
No, I know. I think a lot of people are always making fucking jokes and I think it's rude. About anyone that's online posting pics and making money. Anyone that's doing it and doing it well and making good money and it's their full-time gig and it's making enough money for them to survive, well, then they're fucking working their ass off at it because it's not easy to make money online. Whether you have a YouTube channel or a podcast like I have or OnlyFans like you do, like all those things, I have it too. It's constant tending every single fucking day. It's like going to the gym. If you stop going to the gym, you lose all your muscles. It's not like you do something once and then it's done. Nobody that built anything online does it just grow once you get to a certain point. It grows and you have to keep at it every fucking day. And that's what people don't get. It's a full-time 24/7 job. When it is work, I mean, you're having fun, you're fucking people and stuff, but you're still, this is a business and it's, you know, you've turned it into that and it is not a joke. I think people make a lot of jokes like, oh, you make this money on OnlyFans. What are you fucking doing? Like when OnlyFans got canceled, everyone's like, oh, everyone's going to go back to their jobs at McDonald's. That's so fucking rude. Most people that can't handle a real job couldn't become a successful online person because it is hard work just like anything else.
It is. You basically have to put your all in everything that you do.
For
if
sure.
You wanna get something out of it. Otherwise, you just hear fucking and then that's just it. Like,
yeah, and that's fine if that's it. But if you decide, like Joey Panama did, to turn your fun into funds, you did. You got to take it seriously. It's a whole different game. And that's what's interesting. Now you're doing it and it is your gig. I know when we first started taping, you're like, had your computer in front of you. You're like trying to type while we're talking. I'm like, you can't type while we're fucking talking. You're like, oh, I'm working.
So I know, like, I'm constantly working. I got like less than 5 hours of sleep last night.
Yeah, I get it. You got to tend to your fans and your emails and your stuff. Like and so it is a lot of work and that's cool. So you gave out all your information. So what do they see if they go on your OnlyFans? What are they going to get?
Okay, you're going to get my full face. I show it there. I don't show it publicly. You're going to get full-length videos. I have 20, 30-minute videos. You know what I'm saying? Like, I actually put in effort and give you, like, cinema. And so I've been messing with this couple for a good, solid 2 years now. We're very comfortable with each other. And we fuck so damn much that we just, every time we shoot, we come up with, like, different, like, themes and everything. So, like, the most recent one that we came up with was Astronauts and Aliens. It's pretty funny. We had one a couple months ago. It was like Joey sells this couple a car, basically. And it's like Mariah blows the car salesman, Joey.
You're right. So you create really hot scenarios. Like you get into it. So it's not just the same thing. It's not just like, oh, they're watching you fuck someone. You create a story, a fantasy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
We had a
chill session one where it's 30 minutes as well. And basically I actually went to their apartment and we was just chilling at their place and we were literally like legitimately, I was just there just to edit some videos. But like before that, we were just watching a movie or whatever. And then I basically went to the bathroom and came back and she was just like jerking him off. So I was just like, well, fuck it. I'll put my dick out. We're sitting there just watching TV. You know what I'm saying? Both getting jerked off by her in the middle of us and just chilling, just having a whole like conversation, not even about sex, you know what I'm saying, just watching a movie and fucking getting jerked off. Just and then we eventually just started fucking afterwards.
Yeah, but that's like a hot scenario. I think some people would like to do that because that's like real reality, right? That's sometimes how it actually happens. A lot of times porn is set up in such a ridiculous way that it's like that.
It is.
It's like fine and you could suspend your imagination and get into it. But that's kind of like sometimes like how real life goes, and that could be super hot because it's very realistic, right? Like there you are just talking and then it just happens and now they get that fuck session. So they see all that kind of stuff. You have really long videos there. I will put links to all your stuff in the description on my podcast. So send me those, Joey. Send me some anonymous pics for my Patreon, but I can't have your your cock has to be covered. Like you could send me a pic where they could see how big it is in boxers or something like that or briefs, but I can't show anything X-rated. But what I'll do when your episode airs is give you free access to my private Discord. Everyone pays to get in there. I have over 1,500 people on my Discord. So you could go in there as well and promote. And there is where you take all your X-rated stuff and show people and advertise your OnlyFans and stuff. I can't post any of that. Everyone used to always send me all that shit and I tell them not to. I can't do that. And yet they send it to me. So I'm like, where can I put this shit? Because they all want to put it up there. So that's why I created this Discord and people are going on there like crazy. And there's, like I said, 1,500 people there. It's a great community. You could, I'll give you free access because you're on my show. You could go there and say, hey, once your episode's up, I'll send you a link. Hey, I'm Joey Panama. And then you could show. So my Patreon members are going to see your dick. Okay. They're going to get to see it because you could show it there. I can't though, but send me for my Patreon, the R-rated pics, right? To promote it. And I will let you know when this airs. And you're going to get a lot of signups. I have a big audience. So
also,
your OnlyFans might double.
Hey, that's awesome. What's up?
All right. Thanks, Joey. Thanks so much for putting up with my coughing through the whole thing. I'll edit it all out.
Oh, it's all good. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you for having me.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in. Thanks, Joey. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you are on YouTube, make sure to subscribe. I love YouTube as a platform for my show because people comment there and I try to reply back to every single person who posts a comment. So even if you're not listening on YouTube and you want to talk about the show, go to my YouTube channel, subscribe and share my videos. It's Strictly Anonymous Podcast. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous pics of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous.